Hi, brothers and sisters. It's so good to see so many faces. I'm going to put my grid here just to get more faces. It's just an encouragement just to see one another. Saints, this is the seventh weekend that we have been in New York City in this kind of situation under this restriction. The first gathering of the church in the homes when we started to restrict the meetings in the homes was back in I believe March 15th. So March 14th, 15th was the first weekend that we had this kind of restriction. And then on the following weekend, the 22nd, we had the state mandate of the stay-at-home order. So then definitely we closed down the meeting halls and everybody's been in this kind of situation. In between there, the schools were closed. And so many of our children have been studying from home since then. And then consequently, so many of you have been working from home. We realize that this is a great challenge. It's been a great challenge, not just to us, but actually to the whole earth. It's such a unique situation in our lifetime. None of us have ever passed through anything like this. There has hardly ever been anything like this. Of course, we know about the situation 100 years ago or so with the pandemic of the Spanish flu. Very different time. It was a very different time. Can you imagine going through what we're going through, but under those conditions? even 25 years ago, if we were going through this, it wouldn't be the same. We wouldn't have this kind of linking, this kind of opportunity for fellowship. And of course, I think many of you also know that quite a number of saints have gotten sick and actually tested positive for the virus. From what I know, it was only six that ended up going to the hospital. And actually two of our dear saints have gone to be with the Lord. Sister Yan, 2 weeks ago, or a little more than 2 weeks ago now. And then our dear brother Virgery, this past late Lord's Day evening or early Monday. Of course, this, you know, we realize this is a great loss among us, these dear saints. Sister Yan, I personally did not have that much contact with, but Brother Virgery was an integral part of my church life for these last so many years. So there's a kind of heaviness in our hearts still over this. It was so recent. But anyway, saints, we realize that from many different angles, this situation is taking its toll. A portion came to mind this week from Daniel, where it mentions that he is the one who wears out the saints of the Most High. And I have been sensing, although many positive things have actually come out of the situations that we're passing through, and I would like to list a number of those for you. But in spite of that, I have sensed, and particularly this last week to 10 days in contacting different saints, there is this wearing down factor. From the children, from the young students, the middle schoolers, the high schoolers, the college saints, and on up. I would say that from the older saints, not as much of the sense of the wearing out, but from the middle-aged saints down younger to younger families, we have sensed this, and this is a great concern. And I believe in many of the prayer meetings. We've been praying for this and standing with one another. And on the other hand, I would like to emphasize a few things that have come out. You know, on the Lord's Day, of course, we're meeting in this kind of online way. And I think the majority of the saints are in their meetings are using what we're using now, this service called Zoom. But I think some are still using some other means. Our attendance number, I'd like to let you know, this last Lord's Day, our attendance reached 975. And actually we have, it's not just a number, we have 975 names of saints that were together with us. And then children, I forgot the number, it's somewhere around 156, something like this. And 975, that's quite encouraging. The number's been increasing week by week. Maybe it's just that our record keeping is getting a little better. You know, before all this, I think in January and early February, when we were in our meeting halls, our average number was something like 860 from all the halls. So we've actually increased in attendance during this period of time. And I think that's really something. And actually, it's a point that I'd like to make later about that maybe we're reaching out to some, and some that have not been with us are joining us. That's a wonderful thing. And I do know that in some of the meetings, there are new ones that have been with us. And in some cases, some seeking believers, our brothers and sisters who, because of the situation, they've lost their fellowship with other believers. They're hungry, they're looking for fellowship. And of course, we welcome them. And it's wonderful this week, we're on the matter of the oneness, enjoying the oneness of the believers in our study and in Deuteronomy. And it's so wonderful that we can be experiencing that as we're going through this. So it's not just we ourselves. We have this idiom, circling the wagons. It's not just we taking care of our own need, but looking outward as well. And I'd like to come back to this point in a moment. Another great, wonderful point is the matter of the children's meeting. I don't know how many of you have had the opportunity to see some of the videos that have been posted week after week. You know, as soon as we realized that we would be restricted in this way and we were going to the homes, the realization that the young people's meetings and the children's meetings are going to be affected. So, right away, we fellowship with some saints, and they in turn fellowship with the saints in various halls. And we, even though it's 7 weeks and we have nine halls, but this week marks, you'll see in tomorrow's video, you'll see saints, I believe it's from, is it hall 7 and 8? 7 and 8. That means that all the halls have had an opportunity to coordinate together for the producing of this presentation for the children. This has been you know, cycled around all the halls. And that's a wonderful thing that more saints can be involved, and even saints that are not the official serving ones. Each week they've been introducing some older saints that just to greet the saints and the children, greet the children, and welcome them to their hall that after this is all over, please come and visit. It's just a refreshing thing. So if you haven't gotten a chance to watch, I would encourage you, take a look. These are posted on our website. And I do hope that the saints are taking advantage of our church website. We are trying to keep that very current and update it all the time, at least every Lord's Day with new material and information and so on, current burdens, and a link to the newsletter. We do hope that you would avail yourself of that. But I do hope that if you haven't seen that you would take a look at the website. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You can go there today and see some of the prior weeks. And I don't mean you need to sit there and and go through the whole children's lesson, although that's what it's for, that you could sit, the families with young children, you could sit and go through the lesson together with your children. But actually all of us would benefit from just seeing the greetings of the saints. And I think it'll warm your heart to see some of the faces as you go through. And so this kind of blending among the serving ones and the saints in all the halls, this kind of staying connected, I feel is another very, very positive thing that has come out in these past 6 weeks. And then the last thing I want to mention about this is the online conference with the young people. And also tonight will be the final session of this 4 weeks online conference. And many of your children have been involved with this, and many of the serving saints from your halls. Another blessing. This has actually allowed us to have blending with the churches in the Mid-Atlantic, the churches in the Southeast, in the Midwest, and in Eastern Canada. And another wonderful blessing, all being in the same time zone, we could have one meeting together on a Saturday night. And actually tonight is going to be a gospel meeting. And I think maybe Brother Dennis will say more about that at the end. But anyway, saints, I hope you could see there are many positive things that have come out of what we've been going through. And we trust that in our families, positive things are also going on. We're praying for this. We're trusting the Lord for this. But we do realize, again, we do realize the toll that this is taking. And that's very natural. It's very human to be under this kind of restriction, to have our world really turned upside down. I really feel for the teenagers, the middle schoolers, the high schoolers. Many of our children have actually never passed through something as serious as this, as life-changing as this. And you could easily see how their patience would wear out. But not just the teenagers, all of us. We need some, eventually we all need some outlet. We all need some discharge. We all need some venting. And, you know, I mentioned this when we gathered about a month ago, I think it was four weeks ago, on March, I think, 21st. We did invite some of the young families to have a fellowship like this. That day we had, I believe we had 124 on the call. Currently we are at 289. And that's devices, that's not people, because I can see in most places there's, families sitting together, a couple, and some places there's individuals, but in some places there are four or five sitting together. So we have a good number gathered. But 4 weeks ago, when we were together, we brought this up, that already we had this news that in some places, in some cities, the applications for divorces was already increasing in certain law firms. And there was this report in the newspaper that this kind of restriction exhibits or it manifests what's in the family dynamic, and it puts a strain on the family dynamic. So if there's not something solid there to hold, that's already built up, something could crack. And so we've been burdened for this, for all the saints, not just here in New York, but everywhere in the recovery, and all the families and their relationships between parents and children, the same. If there's something there weak, such a situation as this, putting the stress on it could be, you know, how there, another idiom, right? The straw that broke the camel's back. We have this idiom. But the stress, the pressure could bring this out. And saints, sometimes it's not that complicated to actually break through. We just need to let out what's within us. Sometimes we would say we need to let out some steam, but we don't need to let out steam at each other. That's not the right way to do that. We need, firstly, to discharge whatever burdens are in our heart, whatever stress, whatever anxieties. We need to let those out on the Lord. And of course, he tells us that we should cast all our anxiety on him because it matters to him.
Amen.
Concerning you. And so how can we do this? And this is what, I mean, we all already know this, that's why I wanted to sing this hymn to start off. This is maybe my favorite hymn in the hymnal. And what a ministering this particular hymn has been to me over the years, that we could breathe out in front of the Lord all the things. Now, surely one way is in our personal time with him, and that we could have these times to unload it before him, and then make room within our heart so that he could fill us. And just like, you know, we often use in the gospel the example of the Coke bottle, that when you take off the top, there's that time when that, you know, the air rushes in. Well, that's as soon as there's an opening. And within us, when there's an opening and there's an unloading, it just makes room for the Lord to fill us. And some of us, the reason we haven't been supplied up till today is because we haven't learned how to empty ourselves. And in this exercise of breathing, spiritual breathing, maybe the first kind of breathing should be to breathe out. Then we breathe in. And so we'd like to suggest to you to find a way, whether that means to go for a walk, to go to a park. And if it's not too much, it's not too much to consider to drive up to Penuel just to have a break, just to have some green around us and some place where you can run and maybe go to the woods. And there you could at the top of your lungs, just release your spirit and release whatever's on your heart. Actually, that I think that's not too much. And we want to encourage the families. If you want, get up there. If there's, you can do very easy social distancing at the camp. You don't have to run into people, but you can also have a picnic there, a few feet away. But the main point is that we could release what is within us. And saints, actually, we were fellowshipping among the brothers earlier this week. The meeting halls are available for this, that we could have a time that we could just go there and find a room by yourself and just open up in front of the Lord. I think actually all the halls are available. Of course, we need to keep the mandate of the social distancing. We're not talking about having meetings. We're talking about coordinating with the brothers that they could open the hall for you to just go there for an hour and just be before the Lord and just to vent.
Amen.
To this, saints, we want to let you know, some of the saints are aware of this, but I believe many are not, that we now have a number of brothers in many of the halls, and we're trying to set this up for every hall, to have office hours from Monday through Saturday to be available for the saints. If you need to call us to talk, even just to talk, or if there's something that you want to fellowship in confidence, or just to pray. And actually, this has been going on for a number of weeks in some of the halls as we've been setting it up. And the response has been very good. And we're very happy that saints have been taking advantage of this and calling in to have some fellowship. There are some brothers there available at certain hours each day. And if those hours don't match your availability, we just want to assure you, just get in contact with us and contact the brothers in your district And we'll just make appointments at different times of the day or night. We all are here available. All the leading brothers in the church, we just want to assure you of this, that there is a place you can go. You're not going through this alone. And that we would not fall prey to the enemy, the enemy, Satan, he is the accuser of the brethren, and he is a liar from the beginning. And very often he takes advantage of the saints by injecting thoughts and that bring us down, that wear us out, that suppress us. And saints, we realize in such a situation where your soul is already maybe weary, it's easy for the enemy to take advantage of such a situation and then really bring you to a place you shouldn't be. So we want to encourage you. We want to encourage you. No one is alone. We are passing through this together. We need one another, and we're available for one another. Now, that's the first of three things I want to mention. The second, actually related to this, is that, saints, we should not be bound only by our own situation. I hope we are not so focused on our coping with this situation, and we don't realize there are many people around us. There are many others around us, yeah, starting with other saints, that we need to consider one another to love and good works. When in Hebrews 10, the verse that we emphasized in our first word of encouragement to the saints, we did talk about this, to be careful not to abandon our own assembling together. And I do believe that most of the saints have heeded that word and actually have heeded the Lord in their spirit moving in that I can't be alone. I must at least join the gatherings. But I hope that you would consider that. That's Hebrews 10, 25. I hope you would consider 24 and 25 before saying about the not forsaking the assembly. It says that we need to consider one another and incite one another to love and good works. Saints, we need to think about one another. I've heard of saints throughout these couple of weeks receive a call and have this kind of response that, oh, you're the first one to call me. And that's already after 4 weeks, 5 weeks. Now it's 6 weeks. Oh, when I heard those kind of testimonies, my heart dropped. Because it's so easy to take each other for granted and to think, oh, that saint should be fine. Actually, does it not happen to you? Has it not happened to you, saints, that certain ones have come to mind in these 6 weeks? Certain ones, just it seems out of the blue. It seems no good reason. Actually, that's the spirit in our spirit, echoing the prayer of the interceding Christ, moving in us to consider one another. And it's so easy to, okay, yeah, I'll get to that. I'll call them later, or I'll text them later. And then we forget. Or we just think, oh, no, they're probably fine. They're probably fine. Well, if they are fine, why did the Holy Spirit anoint in you at this moment in time? Just so that you could think that they're fine? Probably it's so that you could take some action. Actually, right here on my desk, I have a list of names this week the Lord has brought to my mind. And oh, saints, I do believe the Lord is doing this in a very organic way among us. But not just among the saints. I think we need to look even more outward. And we need to lift up our eyes and look on the fields, that they are white already for harvest. Saints, I do hope that among us, yes, with the challenges that we have, and we sympathize. Actually, even 4 weeks ago when we met with the families, after 1 week, just 1 week of the children being home and working, children being home studying, and mom and dad working from home, already in some of the families you could see it was exhausting. It was a real challenge. Now, after 6 weeks, what is it? And saints, in spite of that, I would say, I hope we have the grace to lift up our eyes and look on the fields. Sister Lucille sent some of us a notice, a text yesterday with an article from the newspaper. And actually, someone in her building, I think many of us know that she lives in a high rise in Brooklyn, and someone in her building committed suicide. And actually, she thinks she ran into this person just before he did this, and she shared a word with him. She spoke a word to him to try to encourage him, to let him to find his hope in the Lord. We need to seize opportunities that are in front of us. Even saints, just relatives, neighbors, just people that we know, coworkers who are going through the same things. And, you know, there is the venting to one another. We may have an opportunity to say something in the Lord to them, to encourage them a little bit. I'd like to let you know, maybe some of you already know, probably you, some of you know this, Bibles for America has a on their website one section that has some tracts of encouragement in this time, and that you could just forward the video to them, just to let someone know, I was thinking of you and I thought this could encourage you. And then you send them the link, and they would, just a few minutes, they could get the gospel in a video form. Or there are some writings, there's a blog there with some gospel words that you could direct them to. Or just to text someone a verse that was an encouragement to you, and let them know, I was thinking of, the Lord touched me with this verse, and then I thought of you, so I just want to encourage you. Saints, I hope that we could lift up our eyes. I was reminded today of that woman in Luke 13, that you know, she was bent double, and the Lord healed her. The Lord healed her so she could stand erect and look out. You know, when you're bent double, your vision is restricted to either yourself or the earth. And saints, yes, it seems, you know, when I look at the news, it's, of course, every news channel, the first thing is the virus and the pandemic and what's going on. I was greatly surprised. I forgot now what the point was. Maybe it was something of the weather, but I turned on one report, and the leading report was not on the pandemic. That was the first time in 5 weeks. But it's too easy to be super saturated with the news about the pandemic and the reports and when are we going to be open and the markets and the suffering and everything. And it's, you know, you are what you eat. And whatever out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so if we're filled only with this, then we'll have nothing to offer people. I do hope, saints, I do hope we could let the Lord heal us a little bit, that we could stand erect and see the need around us. So anyway, that's the second thing that I wanted to mention. I do hope we take the opportunity, not just that we would be encouraged by the Lord and cope with this matter by breathing out, but also we would consider others. And then finally, this point, saints, you know, this is an historic time that we are in, and you know, in Matthew 24, it does talk about the beginning of birth pangs. And it mentions the matter of the earthquakes and the things that will happen at the end of the age in preparation for the Lord's coming. And we do believe the Lord is coming. And we've been saying this for years, that in our heart, we believe that his coming is soon. Now, I'm not saying anything, prophesying or talking about how this exactly fits into the way that, you know, the things at the end of the age. I don't know. I do believe we could get some light in the Memorial Day conference. We do hope that all of you would participate in the Memorial Day conference, which will now be online and accessible to all of you. And the subject of the Memorial Day conference will be the world situation and the Lord's recovery. And so there will be some very relevant fellowship during that time. But like I said, I'm not predicting anything or interpreting, but it's very easy to see how the Lord can use such a situation as this, firstly, to awaken his people, to realize that he could allow something to just touch the whole earth so easily. You know, in Peter, in the epistles of Peter, 2 Peter talks about the mockers. The mockers say, where are the signs of the Lord's return? Everything is the same from the beginning of time. Nothing has changed. Well, saints, everything has changed in these last 6 weeks. Like, the world is different. And yes, we probably will come out of this and have a kind of more normal, but I hope, saints, I hope we would not miss this opportunity to be awakened. That the Lord is coming, and he can use the things. He can use the natural calamities, and he will. The word predicts that. The word prophesies that there will be the natural calamities at the end of the age, and then supernatural calamities. Saints, I hope that we could take this, maybe as a kind of a warning shot. You know, there's this kind of terminology in Navy battles. There's a shot across the bow, as a kind of warning. Saints, I hope we would be freed in our inner being to be awakened. The Lord is doing something in this time. And we would check, Lord, what are you doing? And what do you want to do with me in this time? Don't let this just pass. Don't let just pass without gaining something in me. Saints, you know, in Matthew 24, we have the stories of the rapture. It says two will be in the field, one taken and the other left. Two will be, grinding at the mill, one taken and the other left. I believe in Luke, it says even one sleep, they're sleeping, one taken and the other left. And this thought came to me this week, saints. Are you willing to let him interrupt your life for his will? Are we willing to have our life interrupted, our dreams interrupted? Sooner or later, there has to be a generation. There will be a generation that the Lord can just snatch, that the Lord can just come and take away from everything. And the one in the field, that implies your career, working. The one at the mill, that implies home, that you're building up your family. What we have dreams, we have expectations. And yes, of course, we're not irresponsible and saying sell everything and let's go to a mountain. Some Christian groups have done that. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about, do we have an inward awakening that the Lord is a little one step closer to his return, and that we would be willing to have our lives interrupted for the accomplishing of his will? that if he's doing something, we say, amen, Lord, even though it's inconvenient, your will be done in this situation. Your will be done in my life. Your will be done in my family members' lives. Lord, as for me and my house, we will serve you. Lord, your will be done. I hope we could have such an alertness within us and not allow this opportunity to pass without the Lord gaining something. Saints, I do believe the Lord is coming, and we need to echo the prayer, the final prayer in the Bible.
Amen.
Come, Lord Jesus. He said, behold, I come quickly, and we say, amen, come, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Anyway, I just wanted to pass on this brief fellowship to you all. I think maybe Brother Dennis, Brother Peter, maybe have a little more fellowship.
Amen. We're going to have a few prayers first, and then I'll have a little fellowship.
Amen. Lord, wake us up. We know your will be done. Amen. And we pray that your will be done in our time,
amen,
in this generation.
Amen.
Lord, we know your coming is soon. Lord, we can't haste you, but we are waiting for you. Lord, prepare us to be ready to meet you at the judgment seat. Lord, this world need to be gone. Oh, this age need to be finished. Lord, but our hope is the kingdom. Our hope is the reward in the kingdom. Lord, make us encouraged not to be discouraged. Make us all in this trial time.
Amen.
To realize we are under your government. Lord, we are living a Christian life under your government. Lord, sanctify us. Sanctify all the saints under your government.
Amen.
And purify us.
Right.
To meet you, Lord.
Amen.
Now our heart is singular for you.
Amen.
Our sight gaze upon you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, cover us and gird us with your word.
Amen.
Gird our mind, our soul with your truth.
Amen.
Lord, we love you, Lord.
Amen.
We give all the saints, all the families to you.
Amen.
Give all the children to you.
Right.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We are ready and prepared for you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we love you.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for this time together.
Right.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for every soul on this meeting.
Right.
Amen.
Oh, pray for one another.
Right.
Amen.
Pray for all those that we're connected to.
Right.
Amen.
Oh, how much we need you.
Amen.
Oh, we acknowledge you as our God.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, the God of the universe.
Yes.
Sovereign over everything.
Amen.
Oh, and you're also our Savior.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, you're the God of eternal purpose.
Amen.
Oh, we just open our being to you.
Amen.
Come into each one of our lives.
Right.
Oh, with your purpose.
Right.
Everything that you're doing.
Amen.
Lord, gain us at this time.
Amen.
Pray for your will.
Amen.
Pray for the divine will on earth.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, we would not be blinded.
Right.
Oh, we would not be in a stupor.
Amen.
Oh, awaken us.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we love you.
Amen.
We want to pursue you.
Amen.
We want to lead others to you.
Right.
Amen. Oh, bless the families.
Amen.
Bless the children.
Right.
Bless every marriage.
Right.
Amen.
Oh, bless the church.
Right.
Amen.
Pray for you going on in these days.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, for your will.
Yes. Amen.
For the building of the body.
Right.
Amen.
We do bind your enemy.
Amen.
Bind everything that he's doing.
Right.
Oh, any kind of frustration in the family.
Amen.
Right.
Oh, and all the young adults.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, go on, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we love you.
Right.
Amen.
Oh, minister Lord to Jesus. Us in these days.
Amen.
There would be the rich supply of Christ.
Amen.
All the thirsty souls around us.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Right.
Amen.
Lord, how we thank you and pray for all the dear saints.
Amen.
Pray that at this time you would strengthen us into the inner man.
Amen.
Lord, grace us that we could unload.
Amen.
Unload all the frustration.
Amen.
Unload all the questions to you.
Amen.
We would learn to breathe out our sorrows and our sicknesses.
Amen.
And breathe you in.
Amen.
Lord, we pray family by family.
Amen.
Oh, all the dear saints could breathe you in.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, and we also pray you open our eyes.
Amen.
To care for those around us.
Amen.
To shepherd them in love. Mm-hmm. Contact those we haven't seen or heard.
Amen.
From in a while, Lord. Give us all those ones you would put on our heart.
Amen.
Lord, we like to reach out to them. Even, Lord, to reach out in the gospel.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, save us from being bent double.
Amen.
Looking at our own condition.
Amen.
Lord, oh, we give that matter to you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, oh, and we do pray for your coming.
Amen.
Pray you would get us ready.
That's
Lord,
right.
Oh, mature in us.
Grow Amen.
In us. Build us up together.
Amen.
We could be ready for your coming.
Amen.
We could be in the reality of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Be prepared as your bride.
Amen.
Lord, that you would come. Lord, your kingdom come.
That's
on
right.
the earth as it is in the heavens.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, saints, we thank the Lord for this time. I think it was very, I was very encouraged by the word. We do have a few minutes. I know it's a little.
Saints, I want to mention two things. One is the meeting halls for your family, for you, and to come in to even call on the name of the Lord, sing a hymn, shout, and walk around. I think all our halls will be made available.
Right.
And the camp is the same thing. Of course, the right. camper serving ones were not to serve you meals and other things. You can bring your own food
right.
and just drive up there, walk around and do things or take pictures. And so this is a big camp. You can do a lot of things. Just driving up there will be a good venting process. The third thing is some of the brothers who have been serving for the past 3 weeks, for some of the saints, particularly the caring for saints call-in center, almost like, and we had a 3 full weeks of services. And today, actually, we are initiating another factor you can ask. We are soliciting all the saints who needs iPad. We want to order collectively a fixed model of iPads for our senior saints, whoever has needs. And we want to install all the basic tools. So it's going to be a one button, one touch screen. And so they can have the Zoom meetings, all the material Ricky mentioned. And so we are collecting among the Chinese speaking saints now. We hope any other saints in the English speaking, Spanish speaking, and other languages, if you do need an iPad, just let your district serving brothers know. We can order them together. And then we can ask some serving ones to install all the basic information and also the basic meeting requirements.
Amen.
So we can make it very easy for our senior saints. And so far, for physical, for food service and other things, we took care of pretty well our senior saints. But this is the next step. We want to make sure they are not lonely.
Amen.
We need to overcome, saints, the loneliness.
Mm.
The loneliness can be a roaring lion eating away a lot of people. Saints, make a phone call. Even send a text to somebody on your heart. They might be struggling, they might be lonely, their family may have a little needs. So please, saints, this is the time to have mercy and compassion for others. As a matter of fact, when we care for others, we will be cared by our Lord.
Amen.
So saints, if you do know somebody need an iPad. We're going to only order iPads because to make our service a little simpler. So we will have that. We will order them first of all without a cost. So later, if they want to pay, and we can do that later. But we will make sure we have the needed tools for our technically challenged the saints.
Amen. Or
electronically challenged the saints.
Right.
We want to start serving them in this Good. Fashion. Praise the Lord. Amen.
We have enough.
Hi, Saints. Brother Peter reminded me in what he just shared that I wanted to give this verse to you all. This is Proverbs 11:25. Mm-hmm. Think about others. The blessing soul will prosper.
Right.
And he who waters will also be watered himself.
Right.
So when we think of others, when we reach out to others, encourage others, it may be the simple, an acknowledgement that someone's thinking about you. It can just water them, but their being watered opens for you to receive as well. I hope we enjoy and practice this.
Amen.
Amen. Lord bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, Saints,
bless you all.
Amen. 5:15. So I think we'll close here. Thank you all for joining us. I think we had over 300 on the call, and we really appreciate seeing all of you.
Amen.
So until next time, the Lord be with your spirit.
Amen.
And we'll close the meeting here.
Amen. Praise the Lord.